Hello there, welcome to the Junior PM podcast with Scott. Now, this is the first of my podcasts on how to become a project manager in a fast-moving world. Now, I admit I'm a junior project manager. I've not been doing this very long at all, but I hope that my life stories, my life events can allow you to learn from my mistakes so you don't do the silly shit that I do day in, day out. I work for a multi-million pound corporation, and within the corporation I work in a small sector unit. And within this sector unit I work in a team, and I work with the senior program manager. So at this level I see quite a lot of project management going across the board. Now, when junior project managers start their jobs, like me for example, I thought that I was going to be in charge of hundreds of people. Of course, you can't be in charge of hundreds of people on your first job. It doesn't work like that. They're not going to give you a project on your first job either. Don't expect things like this. It's not going to happen. A lot of junior PMs will expect to walk into the workplace and be given the project to be in charge of. It doesn't work like this. What will happen is you'll walk through the door, your boss will immediately see you, sit you down and say to you, okay, this is the administration stuff I want you to do. Now don't be scared of this, just you have to take the shit. I'm expecting the first 3 years of my career as a project manager, as a junior project manager, to be taken this way. I expect people to take advantage of me in some way, and it's going to happen to you and it happens to everyone. It's just up to you how long you expect to take the shit before you rise above it and decide that you're not going to take any more and you are going to prove yourself as a good project manager. Lesson one, let's talk about expectations. Now, you might have come out of university, you might have risen yourself through the ranks, but your expectations on day one, you need to throw them out the window. If you have views of seeing yourself as being the manager of the future, or the leader of the future, just forget about this. You can't walk in there expecting to be a leader as a junior PM. It's not going to happen. You're going to walk through the doors on day one, and your manager's going to approach you and he's going to say to you, I've got all this crap that I need doing for this manager, for this meeting in 20 minutes time. Can you do this? You're going to say yes. You're going to look down at the ground, look up to the sky and look your boss right in the eyes and say yes. And then you're going to say, I'm going to take your shit and I'm going to do your shit for as long as it needs to be done. Now this is project management. It's taking shit off your bosses and you have to do it. It's the fundamentals of rising through the ranks and proving yourself as a project manager. Now you can't walk in there day one expect to be able to lead your team, because you won't be given a team. You will not be given a team on day one. Your boss knows you're a junior project manager and he knows that he needs to gain your respect. Sorry, you need to gain his respect. You don't have any respect. No one respects you from day one. You need to gain trust and you need to gain respect. People will see you as the lowest of the low on day one. They will see you as someone who can book that meeting room, put this person into the building, do all these administrative tasks, and you will have to do them. It's the best way to build bridges. There's no bridges there, you need to build them. And of course, you can't build a bridge without a team. Now that team is built up of people. And the only way you can get those people is to speak to them and do little jobs for them here and there. You need to make sure that they know that you're there and you're willing to help them. So that's one. Don't expect anything. Just go in there. As a project manager, you might have read all the books, you might have read Prince 2, anything like that. Just keep it in your head, but don't act upon it. Just work with it. And just make sure that it's there in your head. And just bow down to anything your boss asks. And that's rule one. Rule two. You can make mistakes. In an environment like that, everyone knows you're a junior project manager. And the thing is, you're not, in most cases, you're not executing a project. You're supporting a project. You're allowed to make mistakes. A man who doesn't make mistakes is a man who cannot learn. If you walk in there and you don't make mistakes, and as a junior project manager, you can't learn. I make mistakes near enough every day. I'll admit to it. Now, the mistakes I make are fairly small. But the thing is, I sometimes make them enormous. I like to make them enormous. I like to make a bit of a fuss with my colleagues. Because the thing is, it entertains us and it makes the morning coffee more interesting. Now, the thing is, the next time you make a mistake, as a junior project manager, don't hide it. Share it with your boss. The thing is, you need to learn from any mistake you make. You need to learn, and you need to make sure that everyone else can learn from any mistakes that are made. Whether it be you sent out a email out wrong, for example. You sent out a calendar invite wrong. The thing is, you need to make sure there's a process there inside your head that stops you from making those little mistakes next time. Now, if you made that mistake and kept it to yourself, two things would happen. You would bottle it up and you would become very, very stressed. Two, don't be any process in your head of how to cope with that next time. So that particular activity, such as sending an email calendar, an email invite to, say, for example, a DL list of, a distribution list of 20 people, for example, and you send it to the wrong list, next time you'd still send it to the wrong list because you wouldn't think twice. Now, if you share it with a colleague, for example, it means that next time you can actually fix and make sure that there is a process in place that you can use to ensure it doesn't happen again. So that's lesson two. Make mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. And have a good old chat over a cup of tea. And laugh at your mistakes. Thing is, you can't be stressed in this job. A project management job is stressful. The only way you can get through the day is by laughing at yourself, laughing at your colleagues, when they're in the same room, obviously. It's called bullying if you do it when they're out of the room. And just have a good old cuppa and learn. I'm just trying this out. I'm with you. People listening, this is me just trying it out. Now, I put a lot of effort into this podcast. Now, it's an experiment. Things start with experiments and they evolve into amazing things. So, as an experiment, this is going to be pretty rubbish. Okay, I'm trying to make it as best as I can, but I haven't included any life stories in this one. I haven't included any detail. I've just included my views. Now, if this is successful, this will be put to the side as a draft. And then the next recording will be the real one. The real PM podcast. Now, I'm junior. I've been doing this for a year and a quarter. So I'm not an expert, and I'm not going to say I'm an expert, but the thing is, I think how much you learn in your first year in a career puts down the path to ensure that at the end you will arrive at your destination of your perfect career. Now I'm going to give you two lessons in life. Actually, they are rules. Rules and lessons. And then that's it. That's going to be this draft. And if you've enjoyed it, please tweet me at the junior PM. Thank you.